My guest this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star and co-founder of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington or online at capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD is Fiscal Shades of Gray. And Elena, some international gamesmanship this week. John Kerry with a throwaway line saying, well, we probably won't strike if Assad gives up all his weapons in the next week, but that'll never happen. Russia's like, okay, let's make them do that. Syria apparently trusts the Russians to do whatever they're planning to really do here. And, well, now the administration's taking credit for the diplomatic overture.
Certainly has been a wild week, and for once it got our minds off Miley Cyrus, which I was really glad of. You know, the week after, I was so glad Putin came in and kind of like at least took some attention there. We didn't have to look at that video anymore.
Well, that's one upside of being perhaps humiliated by the Russians. I don't know if we were or not. We'll find out as time goes on. But yes, if there is an upside, that's one of them.
Now, we did, the Capitol Steps did record a song last Saturday at the Reagan Building, and I have to tell you, we did not know at the time we recorded that song that this was going to happen. So you might think we've actually affected events, because we had a Putin song last Saturday at the Reagan Building. This is not like time travel or something.
Let's hear the prophecy.
Good evening. I am Russian President Vladimir Putin, here to welcome myself. As you know, U.S.-Russian relations have been skating on thick ice lately. Your president recently canceled a visit to Moscow last month, but it's okay. I probably wouldn't have been able to make it because I got snowed in. Huh? Yes, I got snowed in. Yes, I will have that joke writer killed. And now your President Obama wants to attack the leadership in Syria. Now, here's my question. If he starts a third war, at some point, does he have to return his Nobel Peace Prize? But I digest. I am here to say that the Syrian leadership of Bashar al-Assad has my complete and unyielding support. Unless, of course, he turns out to be gay. That's a whole other can of beans. But I hear that your American politicians are very fond of song and dance. And so, I am here to bring you great Russian tune performed by me, Vladimir Putin. So here we go. My name's Vlad, I back Assad. You want to bomb, but I stay calm and send warships. Putin on a blitz. U.S. force, you must assert. Do not make me take off my shirt. You say tisk tisk. Putin is a risk. With Obama wanting to bomb Syria, our friendship is colder than Siberia. Hey, I don't fear ya. Every plan to stop this threat makes me jump up and scream, yeah, just like the Brits. I give Obama fits. We are matching wits. Putin never quits. I'm putting on a blitz. Ah!
Oh, Elena. Yeah, very prophetic.
I mean, it didn't exactly say what the proposal was, but we'll get that in this weekend. So, and then my next idea is that maybe Putin can get A-Rod to give up his chemicals.
Some things are just perhaps even beyond the powers of Vladimir Putin. I don't know.
And Congress is back. Woo!
Yeah, excited about that. Possible government shutdown coming in a couple weeks.
Possible shutdown. More comedic material for us.
Oh, man. What else are you guys looking at these days? We got a couple of elections coming up not too far. We finally got rid of Anthony Weiner and Elliot Spitzer this week.
Well, you know, that was a sad day for the Capitol Steps.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
You know, you have to look at it that way. But the other guys sound kind of funny. Did you hear about the kittens in the subway?
No.
Oh, well, about a week ago, before the election, they had to shut down the subway in Queens because two kittens got on the tracks.
Okay.
So they were interviewing all the candidates about, would you have shut the subway down for kittens? And only one was willing to say he would have run over the kittens.
Who is that?
And that was the guy who won the Republican primary.
Aha!
So he's Kitten Killer.
Well, it's Kitten Killer versus screwing up my commute. So, you know, those are two very passionate subjects.
I don't know. I think most New Yorkers would probably say, the heck with the kittens. I got to get to work, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. And then, of course, you've got a tight race in Virginia where there hasn't been any negative political ads at all.
Oh, my goodness. It's like, plus our current governor. So it's the current governor and the two candidates all have their own scandals. So you really don't know where to turn.
And then, of course, Chris Christie looks like he's going to win big up in New Jersey. But before that, we got Cory Booker. So, you know, for an odd-numbered year, we got quite a bit of politics going on.
That's right. That's right. Well, come down to the Reagan Building and catch all the jokes about it.
Ah, perfect. Perfect transition. Capital Steps every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building in Washington. Learn more about them online, capitalsteps.com. Latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. Elena, have a great weekend.
You too.
Elena Newport of the Capital Steps. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.